Each Sunday we proclaim in our faith that we believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. We believe that God has created things that we cannot see with our eyes, but we know by our faith. And today we celebrate as a parish community the Feast of our Guardian Angels. In sacred scripture, there are mention of angels over 200 times. These celestial beings are pure spirit with a great intellect that far surpasses any human person. They were created to be free, so they could make a choice to love and serve the Lord, or to hate and refuse to serve the Lord. And we reminded these celestial beings that are by our side chose to follow the Lord, to love him and to serve him and do whatever he wants. And the thing that he wants with the guardian angels is to put each one of them by our side. To think that there is an angel constantly by our side is another way that God shows to each one of us just how much he does love and care about who we are. From the moment of our conception until we enter into eternal life, that angel has been entrusted to take care of us, to watch over us, to help us, to guide us, to protect us, as much as our free will allow him to do so. Their whole job is to make sure we get to heaven. And I think I keep mine on extra duty. We are in a great battle. There are those at the beginning of creation or before time began who had to make that decision to love and serve the Lord. And Lucifer and his companions chose not to love and serve the Lord. And Saint Michael, the archangel, and the other angels fought and kicked them out. And they remind us that we are in a battle. We are constantly having to face the challenges of this world, our society, and the evil one knows exactly what buttons to push on each one of us because he wants to drive us away from God and bring us down to hell. He knows he's a loser, and he wants to take as many of us with him into hell. But our guardian angel is there by our side to help us to resist temptation, to have that courage to fight the battle of faith, and to stand firm with God. Pope St. John Paul the Great, in a Wednesday audience on August 6, 1986, once said, "Let it suffice here to record the act with which the Church every day and every hour in all the world, before the Eucharistic prayer, in the center of the Mass, makes appeal to the angels and archangels to sing the glory of the thrice holy God, uniting herself to the first adorers of God in the worship and loving knowledge of the mystery of his holiness." Right now, even though we cannot see, this room is filled with angels. Our guardian angel and countless of other angels join us around the altar to praise and thanks and adore our loving God, present in the Blessed Sacrament. It is here in church where heaven and earth meet. And we on earth and the angels and saints in heaven are united around the altar of praise. While we are celebrating our patronal feast day and our own individual guardian angel, I think it's also good to think about this place, our parish, to reflect upon all the good that this place has done close to 130 years. Do you ever think of how many masses have been offered in this church in those 130 years? How many baptisms, confessions, weddings, and funerals? How many homilies have been preached? How many psalms have been sung? I wonder how many students have been educated on this property. How many parishioners over the century and so many years have prayed here and offered thanksgiving to God and poured out their hearts for someone special in their lives? Many tears of joy and happiness have shed in this parish community. And think of all the many parishioners over those years who have volunteered and contribute to the good of this parish so that we can continue to proclaim the goodness of God. Stranger and parishioner alike have been aided because Guardian Angels Parish exists. It's a good place. I remember in my seminary days, I was sent over here to work with the RCIA program. And I can still hear Father Favret with his booming voice say, "Good morning, everyone." But he had such a gentle heart. And I'm glad that I get to work with Father King, even if it's only on the weekends. He's a good man and a good priest. We're blessed to have him. We're never left alone in this world. God is always with us. And in a very unique way, he gives us our guardian angel to protect us and help us along the journey of faith. We are truly blessed people. And now with the guardian angels, let us approach the altar with love and fellowship and adoration. And there, well fortified with the bread of angels, may we go forth together to proclaim the goodness of God that is offered here at Guardian Angels Parish.